Love Radio. We got this.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. 1,500 Pemba farmers to benefit from Food Security Park. Economist calms fears over Zambia's delayed debt deal. And foreign news, gunmen abducted 25 girls in Nigeria school attack. And in sports, Chipolopolo wrap up friendlies against Angola this afternoon. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Information and Media says Chinese Premier Li Kuang visit to Zambia from the 19th to the 20th of November 2025 underscores the strong bilateral relationship between the two nations built on a foundation of mutual respect, trust and shared development goals. Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kabata says the visit follows President Hakainde Hichilema's successful state visit to China in September 2023, which elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership, fostering stronger ties and cooperation in various sectors. Mr. Kabata says that the visit highlights the strong bonds of friendship and cooperation between Zambia and China, nurtured through regular high-level exchanges and dialogue, reflecting a deepening understanding and trust between the two nations. He says China is a significant investor in Zambia's key sectors, including mining, agriculture, manufacturing and infrastructure, promoting economic growth, social progress and sustainable development. Economist Yusuf Dodia says the delayed completion of Zambia's debt restructuring will not negatively impact the economy. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Dodia argues that the initiative will help Zambia build its economy and invest in crucial areas such as energy to support small businesses. Mr. Dodia highlighted that with lower repayments, Zambia has room for economic growth and therefore the focus should be on prioritizing areas needing investment. He is optimistic that the few aspects of the deal left to be finalized will be actualized soon. Zambia's debt restructuring process is approximately 94% complete, with most bilateral creditors having signed or committed to agreements.
97% of our debt has been restructured. So we are just looking at the remaining 3% that we are looking to restructure. And then we move on with trying to build the economy. So I don't think we have any difficulty with that. that we are trying to struggle with debt restructuring, the majority of the debt has been restructured, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem to the economy. The bigger issue is how we begin to manage our economy with a restructured debt, with a lower payment of servicing demands, that we can start investing in building the economy, investing in building...
Now, Kafue Gorge Regional Training Center has called on the Technical Education Vocational Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TAVETA, to train journalists in reporting on skills development courses. Institution Head of Communication, Marketing and Business Development, Karisto Chitamfia, has noted with concern the misinformation by journalists when reporting on matters relating to skills development. Mr. Chitamfia highlights the dangers of misinformation, stating that it has not only affected development and created a gap of skills development among citizens, but also affected the reputation of companies who might have been misreported. He notes that the lack of technical know-how among journalists has led to gaps between the institutions tasked to deliver certain facilities and the citizens not understanding the challenges faced by that company.
This is part of government's vision 2030 to enhance skills development, because it's important for the country. I have heard the appeal that Kafue Gorge reaches out to other service institutions in terms of benchmarking, so that they can also come to our level. And I'm happy that you appreciate the quality that you see here. Indeed, we can boast that we have the highest quality you can think of in terms of skills training, in terms of energy training, because it's a whole system. When you are ISO certified, it means that all your processes are calibrated or are evaluated, and they have to be certified.
Now, still in local news, opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ party, has emphasized on the need to rescue Zambia by offering solutions to the country's challenges rather than engaging in political attacks. UPPZ President Mr. Charles Chanda says he sees no value in attacking either the ruling party or fellow opposition political parties, adding that his energy is better spent addressing the real issues affecting the Zambian people. Mr. Chanda emphasized that UPPZ is a solution-driven party committed to making a meaningful difference in people's lives. He has also urged the church to refrain from openly campaigning for political figures simply because they are members of a particular congregation, stating they should remain neutral and focus on their spiritual mandate rather than aligning themselves. He further reaffirmed that UPPZ will continue positioning itself as a party of solutions as it works to expand its political presence ahead of future elections.
This country is in trouble. Don't be cheated by anybody. We are in trouble. Me, I've never seen a thief who enters into somebody's yard and is a big dog and he starts dancing. Do you think that person will be normal? No. You can see those dogs charging at you and you start dancing. That is trouble. Run for your life. Escape for your life. And this country is in trouble. I'm not going to follow the channel or the route that many of my friends in the opposition follow, where you want to attack.
The government, through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, has flagged off the distribution of food security pack inputs in Pemba District, Southern Province. Pemba District Commissioner Obey Habanzu, who flagged off the distribution of the inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season,